This is The Huddle on ABC Local Radio and on ABC Grandstand Digital.
ABC Grandstand Digital.
You are getting value for money if you're going to Subiaco at the moment watching the Fremantle Dockers, because they're playing some very sweet stuff indeed.
Tabana in front of Pavlich for the Dockers. Now Main picks it up. Hand pass releases Subin. Breaks the tackle. Closes to 40 out and kicks it. The Dockers have got three in a hurry.
It's all W's in the win-loss column for Fremantle at the moment. Gary Gibbetson from the Fremantle Dockers joins us here in the huddle on a Sunday morning his time. G'day, Gary. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Those first quarters that you're producing at the moment must be fun to play in.
The first has been pretty good lately, but the rest has been a little bit of an issue.
And what's Ross putting that down to, mate? What does he talk to you about? Is it focus on the first half and all the good stuff we did, or focus a little bit more on the second half?
Well, we always focus on, obviously, getting a good start, because, you know, that gives us our best chance to get the win. But obviously, we've been doing that the last 4 weeks especially, but we had on the third quarter yesterday, Sydney really came back at us, and they were on top in their clearances, and we couldn't really get our hands on the ball, to be honest. So we're starting really well, but we've just got to make sure that we not have those fluctuations against quality. We're really chasing some consistency across the four-quarter effort.
Garrick, we spoke earlier about the sense of timing with this team, you know, with all the veterans, and it all seems to be a lot about this year. Is that how you guys feel as well?
Well, we can only really focus on 1 year at a time, but I know what you're saying, Pav and Luke and some of these guys who are a bit older, but we've got some really good young guys coming through as well. Lockie Neal's playing really well, and Matt Tabanar is coming through, is playing some good footy. And obviously, while we've got Pav and Luke and that there, we've got a good chance, but I don't think they'd be all and end all for our side.
And just your role, Garrick, I mean, Zach Dawson out. Have you had to play more tall at the start of this season than usually?
Maybe a little bit. I tend to play a little bit on the third tall when there is one there, but a lot of the time there's not. So when Luke and Michael Johnson are around and there's two talls, then I'll just play a standard half-back role. But if there happens to be someone that's a little bit taller, I'll go to them for that period of time. But, yeah, nothing too extreme.
Gary Gibbetson's with us here in the huddle on ABC Grandstand AFL after the Swans 14-point win over the Dockers 14-point win over the Sydney Swans last night. Gary, just watching some of the footage of your teammates. So Nat Fyfe and David Mundy are great players with the ball in hand, but what's really impressive is their defensive running. They work up and back and up and back, and as a defender, I'd imagine you appreciate that enormously, but the discipline to run without the football and to stay switched on, is that something you train really hard with under Ross?
Yeah, it's a big focus of Ross. Obviously, Ross is quite defensive-minded, and defensive transition as a midfielder is really important to him and to us as a defensive unit too. So, especially when teams tend to do, they'll run flips with mids and half-forwards and that sort of thing. If a midfielder can just stay out there mid for a period of time until we know what's going on, it really helps us to not have extra numbers running out of the midfield into a sort of defensive position for us. So, yeah, they have been fantastic at that. There's always room to improve, but they are, yeah, probably as good as it gets for that sort of thing.
And just in terms of when you come off a game like that where there are only, what, in the end, 19 goals kicked, 11-8, is it hard as a defender to be involved in those games where there are so many contested balls inside defensive 50 and having to concentrate to get your structures right and execute time and time again when the game stops down?
It's always difficult getting all your matchups right. When there's stoppage after stoppage and there's no real free-flowing game, it's always hard to get organised because there's so many people around the stoppage and there's a lot of people in the defensive 50, and it's mentally a little bit of a battle, but I think we're pretty good last night, and there is some room to improve there and making sure that we're always organised whenever the ball's sort of bounced or in congestion.
Now, Garrick, Nathan Fyfe, we're all obsessed with him. What's it like to play with him, and has he gone to another level this year?
Yeah, we're obsessed with him too, actually. We love playing with him as well. He's an absolute star. I remember him saying at the start of the season that he wanted to become a little bit more explosive, and I sort of thought in my head, I don't know how he can be more explosive than he is already, but he's a big guy, so he's tall, and he's a big frame in there, and his aerial thing, when he pushes forward, you almost have to put a key defender on him when he goes forward. So, yeah, he's amazing to watch, and he knows that he's got some improvement still in him, and I don't know where it's going to come from, but wherever it does come from, I'm looking forward to seeing it. So,
well, you get a trip to the MCG next weekend to take on the fast-improving Demons.
Yeah, well, we watched them play tonight. They were really good, and it's a good opportunity for us play at the MCG. We only play, I think, two games in the home and away season there. So it's a good opportunity for us to go and play there. And Melbourne have improved a lot this year. And we're really good on Friday night. So it should be a good game.
Well, you've built yourself a fantastic platform for the season ahead, Garrick. Thanks for being in the huddle with us on ABC Grandstand AFL.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Garrick Ibbotson, part of the winning team for the Dockers last night at home over the Swans in one of two outstanding games. At first looked to be a bit blowouts, but became absorbing contests. The Swans falling short by 14 points in Perth.